The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I recently saw the coolest little cephalopods down at the Dallas World Aquarium. Cuttlefish change colors for protection in strikingly beautiful ways. That works with some predators, but sharks and rays hunt not only by sight, but by sensing the bioelectric fields emanating from their prey. You see, all living things give off natural electric fields just by existing. An EKG, or electrocardiogram, at the doctor's office, for example, tracks heart rhythms by measuring the electrical signals that muscle cells send to each other. Sharks and their relatives are well attuned to these signals and can detect a bioelectric field from prey from more than half a meter away. Even shark fetuses can detect a nearby electric field. To study their defenses, researchers exposed cuttlefish to video clips of fish and other predators looming toward them. They observed that cuttlefish froze, halting all movement in response to these scary movies 80% of the time. The animals would drop to the bottom of their tanks, slow their breathing, and close off the siphons and funnels they use to suck up and expel water as they swim.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.